It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And you're very welcome to today being episode number 855. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Basically, you contact them at irishrebates.ie, fill out a simple application form, and try and get a tax rebate. Now, there are some questionable companies out there, aren't there, Jeremy?
Yeah,
who charging are, a fortune
who
for this
fleecing
exact service.
Customers, and I can tell you now that Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. They charge 10%. That is their fee, 10% to do your hard work, basically, mm-hmm. because it is a lot of hard work claiming tax back. You just give them your details, let them do the hard work. If you're due a tax rebate, you will get the money back. If you're not, they won't charge you anything.
And based on a study that they did from rebates that they processed,
yep.
the average person is due a rebate of €1,092.
And I mean,
much better in your pocket than the taxman.
I don't want to understate or overstate this, but 1,092, yeah?
That's a holiday.
I was about to build it up and say...
Well, it is. It's a holiday.
Yes, that is a weekend away in Amsterdam or Paris.
A weekend? You get a week's holiday in Spain for that.
Well, use it for whatever you want, but it's better in your pocket. It's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Now, obviously, Irish Tax Rebates can't guarantee people a rebate of over €1,000, but from their work, the average rebate, as we said, is €1,092. So if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, contact irishtaxrebates.ie and see if you can get a tax rebate. And as we said, their charge is just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you got a rebate of €1,000, they will only charge 123, so it's €100 plus VAT is all that they will charge. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A convenience store in the Dunleary area that employs 30 members of staff has caused murder over an email it sent out to staff this morning. Shannon works there and she's livid over it because she's 22, doesn't have kids, and says that her Christmas will be ruined. Shannon is her name, and she sent us the email along with her rant. I'm fuming. Just got this from our boss. I have to work all those dates just because I don't have kids, and the ones that do get it off. That's my Christmas ruined. Is this even legal? So I want to read, this is the email that was sent by management to staff at a particular convenience store in the Dunleary area of Dublin today. Have a listen to this. Hi all, it's that time of year again. Christmas is almost upon us and many of you will be putting in for time off over the Christmas period. We are implementing a new system this year with regard to annual leave during the Christmas period. Employees with young children, pre-teens, will not be expected to work on the following dates: the 23rd, 24th and 26th of December. Employees with young children can apply for those dates off and will be given preference over employees who do not have young children. After numerous discussions on this last year, we feel that this is the fairest solution. If you've any queries about this, please do not hesitate to contact me. And it's signed by, no, obviously we've blanked it out, but it's signed by the manager. So we have spoken to Shannon. Shannon obviously doesn't want to speak to us directly on the podcast because she's afraid of the backlash from work. But it is legit. That is the email that was sent to staff in this particular convenience store.
So once
and,
again,
and she asks, is this even allowed? Is this even legal?
Well, of course it's legal.
How is it legal?
So what it says again, here is the key line in this email from what I'm reading.
God, I nearly read out the company it's from. Although everybody would know this shop anyway. So employees with young children, pre-teen. So if you have a kid under the age of 13, you're not expected to work the 23rd, 24th or 26th of December. Now, first of all, I would say, Shannon, you're a typical Gen Z, typical youth of today who doesn't want to work hard. He wants everything handed to you. Boo-hoo.
Well, hang on. I haven't even finished.
No, there's more.
Come on.
I firmly believe that people with young children, like myself, have three young children, deserve more time off work over Christmas than people that don't have kids. Convince me otherwise. That's my argument. Convince me otherwise. I don't have to convince myself. You guys listening to this podcast have to convince me why I shouldn't get the time off.
Okay, so you believe that you're more special than at this time of year, do you?
Yeah, I do.
You deserve time off.
Yeah.
You deserve to be off on the 23rd, 24th and 26th, guaranteed.
Now, as it happens, I am working the 23rd and the 24th. No, I'm working the 23rd and the 26th, but that's by choice, because I'm getting double pay.
Right.
So I'm being a greedy bastard. But other than that, I don't believe that Christmas is different if you don't have kids. It's not as special. That's the bottom line. It's not.
Says who?
Says.
Or you just made this up, have you?
No.
You just made up these rules. No, Christmas is not as special if you don't have young kids.
No, it's not a rule. It's not a rule. We're not talking about sport here. There's no set of rules. What I'm saying is Christmas isn't as special if you don't have kids. And I believe if you do have young kids. And by the way, if I didn't have kids, I'd be happy to work those dates. Christmas is a different experience when you have kids as opposed to when you
don't. Okay, I have kids. So should I get those days off?
You don't have kids.
No, I do have kids.
So do you have to change their nappies?
No.
No, what age are they?
They're grown up.
Do they live under your roof?
No.
Then you don't have kids.
I do have kids.
You don't have kids.
The point I'm trying to make is it's ridiculous to suggest that just because you haven't got children, I think that's discrimination against Shannon. It is discrimination against her.
Discrimination.
It absolutely is discrimination.
God. Snowflake.
No, it is. This lady wants maybe Christmas Eve off to go out with her mates on Christmas Eve.
That's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about the kids. And again, I'm just, convince me otherwise. Convince me otherwise, because I can guarantee you, not one of you is going to be able to convince me that people that don't have kids are as important as people who do.
All right, we'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626.
And by the way, if you're going to come on air, you'd want to have a better argument than Kennedy just had there. Oh, people with no kids want to go drinking on Christmas Eve. It's the weakest argument ever I've heard in my life.
No, I don't believe that Shannon should be discriminated against just because she doesn't have children.
It's not being discriminated.
I'm more special because I've got kids. That's all I'm hearing from you. I'm more special.
But it's a discrimination in the little shops make Muslims work over Christmas.
They make all staff work over Christmas.
No, but on Christmas Day, if you go to garages and stuff, it's generally Muslim staff that are working.
Why did you ask them?
No, but I have friends who are Muslim and they always work in the garages to 4 o'clock.
Probably by choice as well.
Yeah, because it's just a normal day.
Okay, let's bring in.
Sorry, would you be. What's your Christmas Eve going to consist of?
I'll be away, actually.
There you go.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Ashley.
Hi guys, just putting my two cents to this topic today. I personally think that people with kids should have preference on time off for Christmas, because everyone knows that Santa is unlimited time and he doesn't be around forever. And I just think that parents should be able to spend Christmas morning opening Santa's presents with the kids, because that, as I said, that magic only lasts a certain amount of time.
Okay, so that's the reason that you should be definitely guaranteed Christmas Eve off work, because Santa comes.
But Christmas Eve in our house is very special, where we lay the kids down and we get them to set up, you know, the cookies and all that, and get them to bed early. They put their Christmas Eve boxes out and stuff like that. And it's a very special evening. If you don't have kids, Christmas Eve is a piss up in your local pub.
Yeah, but it's different strokes for different folks.
No, it's not the same. It's not as special.
In your opinion.
No, go on. Sorry, you can. Oh, I'm going to get you in a headlock and poke your eyes out with my finger.
0858252626 is our WhatsApp number.
My point is, you can go for a drink any time. Christmas Eve only happens once a year.
I know, but it's a great buzz in the pub on Christmas
Eve. That's a great buzz in the pub any night.
Lauren, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Lauren.
Hiya.
Well, Lauren, do parents with young children, are they entitled to more time off or better days off over Christmas?
They should, yeah. Christmas is all about the kids.
Yeah, it is. It's about kids. It's not all about the kids.
Yeah, but if you have young kids, that is literally like what Christmas is about in your house. Like, so if you don't get to spend Christmas Eve with them, like...
Okay, there's not many jobs that you would be working on Christmas Eve evening. There aren't.
Retail. Well, my local Duns...
Retail will be finished at 6 o'clock.
No, my local Duns stays up. Well, I think my local Duns stays up.
Yeah, but 6 o'clock is late Christmas Eve when you have kids. You know what I mean? Like,
and by the way, when you work...
You get their backs early and all that.
When you work in Duns, like Adrian, for example, and it closes at 6 o'clock, do you think all the staff just walk straight away?
No, of course not.
They could be there till 8 o'clock.
But what I'm arguing is there are very few jobs. Maybe that convenience store on Christmas Eve probably closes at 8 o'clock.
Yeah?
I mean, that's not overly late. You'll be home by 9.
No, that's not the point. You should be with your kids on Christmas Eve.
And somebody without kids should work those shitty hours.
Yeah, they don't deserve this much time off over Christmas.
And you feel that way as well, Lauren. You believe that you... Have you kids yourself?
Yeah, no, I have 2 kids now, yeah.
Right. And do you believe that parents like you are more entitled to better time off over Christmas?
Yeah, like when I had no kids, I paid my dues. I always worked Christmas Eve and it wasn't a bother to me. Like, I wasn't missing out on that. You know what I mean? The people that had kids, like, they should be at home. But last year I was working retail and they had me down 10 to 6 Christmas Eve. I had a 3-year-old at home. It was our first year under standing fancy. 10 to 6? I don't think so. I didn't go in.
You didn't go in?
No, I turned around to them. I gave them like a month's notice. I says, here, look, I'll come in 10 to 2. Like, I'll be fair. Like, because there was staff with no kids that were rostered on 10 to 2 or else the whole day off. So I says, look, I'll do 10 to 2. That's no bother. Like, but no, they wouldn't like change it. So the week before I was like, here, look, I told you I can't do 10 to 6. I'm not doing it. End of.
And what happened?
Oh, well, my contract was up a week later and anyways, and they had told me previous to this that they weren't renewing it. So you
had nothing to lose, really?
But nothing to lose. But even if they were going to renew it, like, there was no way. It was the first year my daughter could understand Santa. I wasn't missing out on that for nothing. You could have offered to pay for me entire Christmas. I wasn't missing out on
okay,
it.
Okay, so
people that don't have kids, like yourself, Adrian, I mean, you don't have young kids, okay? People, by the way, when we're talking about kids, we're talking about preteens, okay? People that don't have kids, like yourself, Adrian, don't understand how special Christmas Eve is when you have littlies.
Lauren, are you saying that you would walk out of a job rather than work those hours on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, like, your kids only get one childhood. Like, literally, yeah, I would walk from a job and do those than literally ruin my child's Christmas.
Okay, so you believe that the shitty hours on Christmas Eve and maybe even on Stephen's Day should all be worked by workers without kids?
Yeah, I walked Stephen's Day that same year, 10 to 6. That was no bother. Just Christmas Eve, no. It's like, it's not fair. Like.
Okay, stay there for one
even
second if you can.
Even if they've done it, like, fair enough, do you know what I mean? You either walk Christmas Eve or Stephen's Day, like, can't have it all.
Okay, let me go to Katrina. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Katrina, you just heard from Lauren. She would walk out of a job rather than work on Christmas Eve. What did you want to say on this?
I suppose there's some jobs, like I mentioned in my message I sent. My mom is a nurse and, you know, they have to work for Christmas Day, never mind Christmas Eve. There's some jobs like that where you just have to work and that's part of the job, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
But we grew up with mom working Christmas Eve, sometimes Christmas Day as well. We didn't, she was saying about, you know, ruining her child's Christmas. I have to say, we didn't really notice, you know, a big loss. Like, obviously we'd be like, oh no, mom's not going to be here. But we just worked around it and we had dinner. If she worked 8 to 8 on the Christmas day, we'd have dinner at 9 o'clock that night. But in our house, we had Santa came and then mom and dad would leave a bag outside the door of presents. They were from mom and dad. And then anything under the tree, like from aunties, uncles or whatever, they weren't opened until after the dinner. So in a way, the day just lasted even longer then. It was even better.
Okay, so your world didn't fall apart just because your mom wasn't always around.
No, and like, Mam, this is another point, probably another discussion, but Mam used to say, as we got older and we were more understanding, she'd say, well, I get the better money, you know, if I work these days. So sometimes there was, you know, she'd say, I'll do the days, but they usually worked, you know, a rota between themselves, the different nurses, and they choose who's going to do it this year. And
as a matter of interest, do you think, you just heard Lauren saying, I mean, Lauren, your point was that, the kids are young only for a short period of time. You don't want to miss out. Katrina, do you think that your mum missed out on anything?
Not really, like, because, well, there were six of us, to be fair, so.
Well, Lauren, there you go. Their world didn't fall apart just because their mammy worked over Christmas.
But I bet you their L won't feel shit over.
I don't think she did. Like, now, Mam is very practical, my mum. She's always been like that, kind of, just these are things that you have to do. And, you know, she knew when she signed up for the job that she'd have to work some crappy hours. It's just part of the job. And I don't know. It didn't affect any of us anyway. We'd be disappointed. Yeah, you know. Oh, no, Mammy has to work. But it didn't ruin anything. We were lucky, I suppose, we had Dad there.
Yeah, pushing off that disappointment. I couldn't do it to me kids. I couldn't disappoint them on Christmas, the one time of the year they need you, no.
Well, that's how you feel. It was different. Exactly. And we had... I have three sisters and two brothers, so maybe that helped.
But listening to you, Katrina, you don't feel you missed out on anything. Your mum probably doesn't feel she missed out on anything. What do you make of what Lauren was saying, that she'd leave a job sooner than miss her child's Christmas Eve?
I couldn't do that. Obviously, you just come across as unreliable then, you know, like that. You're just going to leave. I understand, like, Christmas is my favourite time of the year. I absolutely love it. What we do in our job is we, for example, I live in the UK, so where I work are very good, but they kind of give me a preference, given I'm not home all year and I don't see my family. So they say, if you want to take Christmas, you know, I'd probably get priority. But everyone gets an email, who wants to work. We don't work Christmas Day, but we would work Christmas Eve and some of the days over the Christmas, you know, where usually, say, construction companies will be closed then, but we'd have to work. We kind of just hands up who wants to do it. And it usually works out that someone will say, I'm happy to do it. Like, I usually do it. I go home just before Christmas because it's my dad's anniversary. And then I will be back here in the UK. So I feel, well, sure, if there's any work that comes in, I can do it. But I'm able to do it from home, so that helps.
Okay, so yeah, you don't mind. But you still don't believe that just because you have young children, you don't believe that that should automatically get you priority about better time off?
But I think you're going to regret it in later life, because you only get those few years that are special. Like, I'll happily work Christmas Eve and Stephen's Day when my kids don't want to be around me on Christmas. Like your kids, Adrian, your kids have their own life now. They don't want to spend Christmas. The fact that you're fucking off for Christmas. but that pretty much sums up why you don't want to be even around your kids for Christmas. So you can't one hand say, well, I'm fucking off out of the country and I don't want to be near my kids in Christmas. However, I do think I should have the time off because I want to spend it with them. You don't want to spend it with them. And I think...
Okay, they're not young kids, firstly. Yeah. They're grown adults, who, no, as you said yourself, are doing their own thing now.
But I think it's a bit selfish to... Well, not selfish, but you're letting yourself down, you're letting your kids down if you don't demand to have those days off over Christmas.
Demand?
Yeah, demand. Say to your boss, I want to spend Christmas Eve with my kids. Instead of just rolling over and going, oh, I'll work Christmas.
You see, it's this thing that you think that parents who have young kids are more special and deserve better treatment. They don't.
At Christmas time,
no, they
do.
Don't. Yeah. Sorry, go on, Katrina.
There may be people, like, my dad happened to die at Christmas time. Like, he died on the 20th of December. So that's a kind of a special time for me to be with my family today. And I personally don't have children. Now, most of my siblings do. So I have plenty of nieces and nephews and that. But, like, there are other reasons, apart from having children, where people might want to have that time off to be with their family. You know, like, they may have, like, my dad had fibrosis, diagnosed and went very quickly. But there are other people who have that illness that they get a few years, you know, like maybe 2 or 3 years. And people might know that that's coming and they want to make sure they're there to have maybe the last Christmas with their dad or, you know, there are other reasons.
Yes, there are other reasons why people want and need time off work.
Obviously, Adrian, if somebody was to go to an employer and say, by the way, I've a parent who it may be their last Christmas, then yes. But all these other people looking for Christmas off so they can go to their local on the piss. No, piss off.
0858252626 is our number. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note to that number, like Sandra did.
Hi, lads. How's it going? Sandra here. I just wanted to say that no matter what kind of job that you go into, you always know about the rules and the regulations before you actually, take up a job. Well, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But basically, what I'm trying to tell you is that no member of staff should be treated any differently. If you have a child or not, you still go by the rules of the company. You have to, basically, in black and white.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Eddie.
Afternoon, lads. You well?
Well, Eddie, have you young kids?
I don't have any kids, no.
You don't have any kids. Okay, well then no, you're not as special as somebody like Jeremy. He's got young kids.
No, but I actually agree with Jeremy's point on this one.
There you go, Adrian. I put you in your box.
You know, I don't have kids. For me, Christmas Day is actually quite boring. I'm working this Christmas Day now. I'm going to get treble time. But if they offered me single pay, I'd still do it. I find Christmas Day really, really dull. So I couldn't, being a good work colleague, I couldn't deprive someone that has a young kid of that magic of seeing their kid opening their presents just because I wanted to have the day off. No, we compromise on my job. So I live for the 26th. It's a good sport on, the racing's on, the King George, the Christmas Hurdle. And we compromise. So you want Christmas Day off to spend with your family, and I want the 26th off. And that's the way we work it, you know. Now, this year, I've actually even compromised more because the chap I work with is American, and he has his family over, and he wanted Stephen's Day off as well. So I said, yeah, okay, just about being a good work colleague, because I know he'll pay it back to me in the future, you know. I just couldn't live with myself knowing that I took that day off someone that has young children, because it's all about the kids, the magic of Christmas, you know.
So you're surrendering your rights. You're saying
stop. He's not surrendering his. He's doing the decent thing.
But he shouldn't have to.
Yeah, he should have to.
It's called about being a good workmate. You know.
Okay, and fair play to you, Eddie, if that's what you've done. You know, if you want to offer to take that time off, fair enough. But should people be forced to? This is what I'm asking, because the email to the staff from the boss.
No, they shouldn't be forced to, but there should be a compromise.
But that's the difference, you see.
I agree with the boss saying kids for the 25th, but I don't agree with it for the 26th as well.
You don't, you know? Right? Okay.
No. Some people have to have some kind of enjoyment over the Christmas. And like yourself, like I say, I don't have kids, but I like to meet up with my mates on the 26th and go out and have a drink. Now, I would normally work nights, but as it happens this year, because we have another chap away, I'm doing days over the Christmas. So I'm going to finish at 5 p.m. on Stephen's Day. I'll be home and in the pub and all by 5:45. So I'm still going to get the evening out of it, and then I've worked the road without that. I'm off the next day. So I'm still getting a good night out over Christmas with my mates, you know. And I know my mates who have kids are still getting their family time. So it's good compromise.
Okay, but would you feel differently? Because I think you would, if you got an email saying, by the way, Eddie, you know, you're a decent bloke and all that, but you have to work those days because your colleagues have to be off those days.
Hang on a second. You don't have to work those days. And the same the email that Shannon got,
yeah?
She's not been told she has to work these days.
No, she's been told she can have them off. She's been told the staff with children can have it off.
Yeah. She's not being forced to work those days. She can leave her job. She can literally hand in
but
her
you notice. You go away. She can leave she her can job.
Yeah, she can literally leave her job and hand in her notice and say, no, to hell with you. I want Christmas Eve off because I want to go out on the piss.
A mate of mine in the UK works in the emergency services, right? So he has to work every second Christmas. That's the way their rota goes, right?
Okay, but that's the sort of job they're in. They would have known that from day one.
But when he has to work Christmas Day, right? He has his Christmas on Christmas Eve because he wants to be there to see his kids opening the presents. So they have that Christmas Day a day before, you know? Or if another pal of mine, if he's working Christmas Day, they'll just move the dinner till later when he gets home. Like, there's always ways around it, you know?
Okay, but it's what's annoyed Shannon is, well, she says she's absolutely fuming. Just got this from my boss. I have to work all those dates just because I don't have kids.
On the flip side, when she has kids, her tune will change.
Maybe she doesn't want kids. Maybe she's not having kids.
Trust me. If she has kids a couple of years down the line, she'll want Christmas Day off.
Okay, you think she'll be very grateful in the years to come?
Oh, 100%. If she goes and has kids, she'd be singing from the same hymn, She Is a Boss.
Stay there for a second, Eddie. I want to go to Fiona. You're on Opinions Matter, Fiona. How are you?
Hiya.
Well, Fiona, if you don't have young kids, you have to work the shitty hours over Christmas.
I work in retail. I've actually done rosters for Christmas in the past for all the staff, but I always found that there's so many part-timers that would come up to Christmas, there's usually enough to cover this with the people that have kids, so they do get preference if they want to take the Christmas Eve off, but once they offer to work New Year's Eve, so that it works out there.
Okay, so you're saying that when you were rostering, it was easy enough for you to give full-time staff members time off over Christmas because you had part-timers to fill those hours.
Yes, because these kids want to work Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is a great atmosphere in retail, and a lot of them would love, they dress up in the jumpers, they just, and after work they go straight to the pub. But in fairness, then when it comes to New Year's Eve, they seem to want that day off more, so then the staff that got Christmas Eve off would offer to do the New Year's Eve, so it always worked out really well, and I've done it for years and there was never any hassle, so that's my opinion. Now, I don't think it's right what the email says about the convenience store, but it's always been very fair where I work, so I don't know.
Okay, so do you think that this shop is being reasonable by sending an email to all the staff saying that employees with young children will not be expected to work the 23rd, 24th or 26th of December? Do you think that's fair on the other staff?
No, I really don't think it's fair, even though I have been one that has offered to work Christmas Eve, and my husband's, his job is a different job, but he's always offered for people to be off with young kids. But I've worked every Christmas Eve nearly when my kids were small anyway.
And did that bother you? Did that bother you when your kids were young?
No, it actually didn't, because I just thought my husband would have been at home here on Christmas Eve, and then I'd finish about 4 in the day maybe, because we'd go in earlier. But different times, the shops are open later now, so that's a bit tougher on people with young kids. But when my kids were younger, like, the shops would have closed at 6, but I might only work till 3. But I don't think it's fair. I really don't think it's fair.
There's a lady who has always worked in retail, and she thinks it's unfair to tell the staff without children, sorry, you're going to have to work those shitty hours.
Yeah, do you know what I don't get? I don't get the whole, you must work the 23rd. I can understand the 24th because you're probably assembling toys, wanting to get the kids bashed, washed, clean the house. The 23rd, what's so special about that day that they have to have that off?
I think that's a bit odd as well, to be honest with you.
No, it's not, because you need that day to get your shit together.
Hang on, the 23rd of December this year is what day?
Okay, it's a Wednesday. What is the next month?
If you're still getting your shit together by Wednesday.
It's a Friday. What I'm saying is, and again, I don't mean to insult people that don't have kids, but you've a lot more shit to do in the run-up to Christmas.
Well, get yourself organised.
No, you have a lot more to... What organisation have you to do this
Christmas? You're telling me that there are parents who will be out buying their kids Christmas presents on the 23rd.
I'm not talking about Christmas presents.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about all the other stuff that you have to do.
Like what?
To make Christmas special.
Like what?
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Because you haven't a clue because you don't do it.
Yeah.
But no, there's more organisation in my house than there is in yours, agent. The only thing you have to do this Christmas is pack your bags to go on holidays.
But no, I'll be on my holidays.
Oh, you'll be on your holidays.
Yeah, I will.
What I'm saying is, when you have kids, you have to get the Santa box ready for Christmas Eve. You have to get the cookies, you have to get the reindeer food, you have to get all that stuff sorted. You have to bring
you have to get a carrot. One carrot for a bloody reindeer. Like, how long
Jeremy,
is that going to take?
Winning this one. You can do that on Christmas Eve morning.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I have to get a carrot for Rudolph.
You do, Eddie. You need a couple of days to run into it. You do, lads.
You don't.
Okay.
The greatest load of shit I've ever heard. Exactly. Fiona, isn't that just pathetic? I have to get a carrot for the reindeer.
I don't know whether it's my husband's and me. We
done everything together, that when I worked Christmas Eve, we took on the role, like, and had everything prepared and everything done. And then we always had amazing Christmas Eve. Now, my father died on the 23rd of December, and that is a reason, I think, and I'm not just saying it because, well, Jeremy's going to give me good reason for someone else without young kids to be off. Well, I always found that I'd like that day off because we with my family, because it was my dad's anniversary.
And that's understandable. In fact, somebody said something quite similar a while ago about their dad's anniversary as well. And I think that's reasonable that you might want time off on a day like that, so close to Christmas as it is. But the automatic right to better time off over Christmas, no. You think is ridiculous.
Yeah, I do. And even though I have offered and done Christmas Eve, but I don't think it's right. I don't agree with it. But I still, it's the personal.
So it's one thing for you to voluntarily agree to work Christmas.
That's
it's
it.
Quite a different thing when you're being told that these staff will be off the 23rd, 24th and 26th.
Yeah, because it's going to cause terrible feeling and an atmosphere in a job. Like, at least if you put it out there, if find out who wants to volunteer to do it first. But when they're told, like, that shop is going to cause an awful lot of hard feelings between staff, if you get me.
Yeah, I would agree. I would imagine it really will cause a them and us situation.
Yeah, and that's not going to be nice. But when people offer, like, with me, when I done the rosters, I'd ask people and, like, put it out there who wants it. When you ask someone to do it, and then I felt, I can't expect people to work Christmas Eve if I'm the one doing the roster, and I'm not going to do it, so I always done it because I feel that if I'm asking people, would they like it? I want to be part of that as well. I couldn't do that. But most of the time, the mammies or the daddies would get the time off, but that's because it was such a good work atmosphere.
Yes, and the staff without young kids didn't mind, like Eddie there a couple of minutes ago, doesn't mind doing it, but you think it's a completely different matter when you get a letter from the boss saying, this is the way it is.
I would be thinking about the atmosphere between staff then, because it's not nice ever to have a bad atmosphere, especially between workmates. So I found that then the younger ones always wanted New Year's Eve off. They loved New Year's Eve off. So they loved to think they'd be off New Year's Eve, and they would be happily enough to do their Christmas Eve, and then they get the New Year's Eve off and the New Year's Day off or whatever. But it's like, if you do it fair, everything has to be fair when you're working with a lot of staff.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please.
You see, I disagree with that as well. I think if you have kids, you should have New Year's Eve off as well. I think
Stop. No, I think fair is fair.
No, I think it's one of those special.
The kids are in bed. Young kids are in bed by midnight.
No, where are the young fella stays up till?
Oh, good for him. And you deserve that day off as well.
Well, I like to see
you get a grip.
I like to.
Fair is fair. If parents are going to get Christmas Eve off, the people without kids should have New Year's Eve off.
Rosalind has just made a valid point there, and I didn't even think of that, Rosalind, but you're right. I was saying that people with young kids should have 2 days off before Christmas. They should have the 23rd and 24th off. And Adrian was making ridiculous claims. What have you got to do?
Get a carrot for Santa.
No.
Or for Rudolph.
And Rosalind made a good point, and actually this is something I've had to do in years gone by. You have to assemble the toys.
If you're not aiming for all this work, don't have kids.
No, I'm just saying it took me nearly a day to assemble a toy a couple of years ago. It was a bike that had to be put together.
Get the man in.
No, I am the man. And there are parents who spend 8 to 10 hours. Do you know the hardship of putting together a dollhouse? There you go.
0858252626. Poor Jeremy has to get a carrot and assemble a dollhouse over Christmas. This is Jer, who sent us this voice note to 0858252626. If you've had a voice note to get into us, do it right away.
Hiya, lads. Years ago when I worked in the service industry, anybody with children, it was always a given that they got the best days off, and it was never a problem for any one of us. Like, I mean, we were young, we didn't have kids, we didn't understand, but we absolutely understood for everybody else that did. And now that I have a kid of my own, I understand, you know, the importance of sort of being there for days like that. I just think everyone's really entitled now and just spell things out to people. If you don't have kids, like, just let the ones that do have these few days off. Your turn will come round in time.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you? Adrian.
Yeah, that's how you can call me anything you like except Jeremy, actually, to be honest with you. Anyway, how are you, Angela?
I'm good. I'm agreeing here with Jeremy because I worked in the company, air charter company, for a couple of years, and I had to work Christmas Day. And I used to do that. Now, it was kind of, it's not a given, but a couple of the other ones in the office, they all had kids. I didn't. Now, I love Christmas. It's my favourite day of the year. But still, no way was I going to take away somebody's magical moment with their kids.
And again, like with Eddie a while ago, Angela, that's fair enough. That was your choice that you decided that you were going to work the shitty hours over Christmas. However, isn't it different when you're told that's what you're going to be doing?
No, it's not different. Because the way I look at it is, you go in to do a job, right? Your boss is your boss. End of. If your boss tells you something, that's it.
Absolutely. If you don't like it, as well, these gobshites, these absolute morons who go into working in retail or in the service industry, like, you know, these gobshites, you hear barmen, oh, I have to work Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Why did you go into the job of hospitality?
Why did you take that job?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and look, I agree with you. It's the same as DJing until 2 o'clock in the morning. If you don't want to work till 2 a.m, don't be a DJ.
Job.
Yeah, I know, I get all that. However, what I'm arguing is Angela is saying she chose to work the shitty hours over Christmas. And that's fine, Angela, that was your choice. You would probably feel differently if you were told that you were to work those shitty hours.
I wouldn't, Adrian, because the way I look at it is when I go in to work, whatever my boss tells me to do, I do, right? So isn't it better for, look at it this way, for the boss to be upfront about it than to turn around and everyone who applies for the days off doesn't get them, but everyone who applies for them with kids gets them? Would that be a better...
Maybe, I don't know, but I still see a them and us discrimination. Because
Christmas is for kids and it's for families with young kids. Yeah. It's not for people.
So
who
how
don't
do
have
nurses
kids.
And doctors and firefighters well, and all these?
But,
cope. Again,
but they don't moan about having to work Christmas. Have you ever heard them,
Jeremy?
Yeah,
Adrian. There are guards out there. They have to work Christmas Day. There are prison officers out there as well. They have to work Christmas Day. There's a lot of jobs out there where you don't get a choice. Now, you will get the other officers in that, and I'm speaking from experience with this. You do get other officers who will go, listen, I'll do it, I'll get you back. And the same with me. I did Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and I got New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and the next day off. And that was fine.
Again, like I said, that's down to choice as opposed to being told that this is the way it is. Hang on there for 1 second. I want to bring in Darren. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Darren, do you have kids?
No.
Okay, but then you have to work all the shitty hours over Christmas.
Well, I'd be off Christmas anyway, but I thought, what's happened to all this equal? Everyone's equal.
That's exactly the point that I've been arguing all along with Jeremy here. Everybody is equal, unless you happen to be like him and you've got young kids, then you're more equal.
Unless it doesn't suit you, yeah.
Well, no, it's just because Christmas Eve, again, if you don't have kids, it's just another night where you go on the piss. And I'm sorry, I don't give a shit. If you don't have kids, going on the piss is not a priority for you. You should be in work.
Not everyone goes on the piss, Jeremy.
But what else is there to do on Christmas Eve? I did all that. Before I had kids, I worked Christmas Eve. I used to gig every Christmas Eve, remember? And I'd be...
If you got the right offer, you'd do it again this year.
Why, is there an offer coming in? No, genuinely, is there an offer coming in?
I'm just saying, you're making this big song and dance and you'd happily take a gig.
I know, I'm just saying now my priorities, and most parents, decent parents, their priorities is to be at home with their kids on Christmas Eve.
So that entitles them, Darren, to more, better time off over Christmas. What do you say to that?
Well, Well, if you have kids and you know you're going to be working over Christmas, then get a different job or don't have kids, one or the other.
Or get better organised. Buy the carrot a week before.
Oh, it's not about the carrot. It's not about the carrot. It's about all the other stuff that you have to do in order to get the house ready for Santa to arrive.
There you are, Darren. That's what it's about.
Taking mountains out of molehills.
Well, no, Darren, genuinely, what would you be doing Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve? I'd probably be working all right, but not in my actual job, somewhere else.
Okay, you'd be working somewhere else. You'd probably go home, have a drink on Christmas Eve, play with yourself for an hour, watch telly, whatever single lads do on Christmas Eve. My Christmas Eve will be special, and it'll be busy getting the carrot out, getting the cookies out, getting the hot chocolate out, all that sort of stuff. People that don't have kids don't have any of that hassle. It's a great life, that is. The only worry you have, I'm not talking about you, Adrian, I'm talking about your ilk. The only worry your ilk has on a Christmas Eve is what pub to go to.
That is what I am working out at this moment.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'll be on my holidays, you see.
Okay.
And I want to know what, I'm going to be in Lanzarote on Christmas Eve.
I mean, people who...
So I don't care.
People who don't have kids don't realise the stress that, you have to get presents in September, October before they're sold out. You have to hide the presents. You have to organise the best presents. You have to get the Santa list ready for
you
the kids.
You want time off work because you have to hide presents.
I'm just saying, and there, Ashley...
Buy carrots.
No, Ashley just made another point that I never even thought of. Elf on the Shelf is arriving from the feckin' North Pole next week. That's a... Oh, you don't know how lucky you have it, you people with no kids. You really don't. Christmas is a breeze.
It is, and I'm really looking forward to it. All right, I hope you've enjoyed this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed this podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. You can click the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified every time we upload a brand new podcast. You can also download the Opinions Matter app, which is available wherever you get your apps. And that way, if you want, you can listen to the show when it is live most weekday afternoons. All you do is search for Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Find the app and download it onto your phone. Enable notifications. And then you'll be notified the next time we're live with Opinions Matter, which, as I said, we record it as a live show most weekday afternoons. Just before we go, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust, Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think that there might be some tax that you can claim your tax back today, visit irishtaxrebates.ie now and fill out their simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.